Earth. Learn to listen to Earth. Listen by putting your hands in it. Listen by putting your face to it. Listen to Earth by what Earth sends up to meet you. Earth looks stable, but Earth is moving through the sky and under your feet. So listen to Earth and know where you are. Listen to Earth and ask where you are going. Sometimes a healer needs grounding. Sometimes, while providing the grounded safe space and the paced healing words for everyone else, a healer needs Earth to crawl into, an earthen embrace. A healing movement needs soil to sink roots and send branches. Healing justice is Earth-based and alive, and every healer needs a home. On the other side of fugitivity, Harriet Tubman built a home. After nights sleeping in the woods and the homes of abolitionist strangers, after a strategic life of being unfindable and ready to go, Harriet Tubman built the last place she would live. But she did not build it for herself alone. In Auburn, upstate New York, Harriet Tubman, daughter of a lumber expert, built a home for herself and her family, and the many like her who know that freedom was not freedom without care. Did you hear that? Freedom is not freedom without care. How did the expertise she used to evade institutions shape the institutions she built? What exactly was in the garden? Today, excavations still happen on the site of the care home that Harriet Tubman built and lived in and gave care in and received care in until she died. The earth offers a message, a plate, a dried root, a pencil. What will be the evidence of our healing? Where will we finally feel at home? What if we healed as if our healing would heal us? What if we built as if what we built could hold us? What if we listened like the earth was moving with us toward freedom?